In Washington, Tom Ridge continues to settle into his new role as head of the Office of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, newly appointed officials in states like Idaho, Florida, Tennessee, and New York are trying to coordinate security on the state level. In Missouri, the state's governor appointed an advisor on homeland security days before President Bush announced the federal post. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Frank Morris reports.
Outside a doorway under the steps of the Missouri State Capitol building in Jefferson City, there's a line of people standing behind folding tables and ropes waiting to go through a makeshift security checkpoint.
Okay, this is just pretty much like an airport. I just need you to...
It's going to go off.
Why is that?
I've got new knees.
That's fine.
It's the first day of beefed up security at state office buildings here, but most in line don't seem to mind the inconvenience. Across the street, in an office with a huge window overlooking the State House dome, sits Missouri's new special advisor to the governor on homeland security. Tim Daniel is on the phone all day trying to coordinate the state's anti-terrorism efforts. Daniel's only been on the job 3 weeks. He doesn't even have a secretary yet, but has lots of work to do. Dozens of possible targets have to be secured. Daniel's concerned about the state's military installations like Whiteman Air Force Base, home to 21 B-2 stealth bombers, and the Army's Chemical Warfare School at Fort Leonard Wood. He's worried even state government buildings may arise as targets.
They're trying to find a target of opportunity, and we have to be concerned about that. And we have to secure these facilities, even though one would think they're not high on the list, all of a sudden they could be.
With some stopgap measures in place, Daniel's now assessing the risk to things like stadiums, bridges, and power plants. This is a state used to emergency preparedness, flooding from the Missouri and Mississippi rivers, and the possibility of an earthquake along the state's New Madrid Fault have forced Missouri officials to think a lot about disasters. Daniel says that's important because states and cities are the first line of defense against terrorist attack.
If you look at New York City, the heavy lifting that's being done at Ground Zero is being done by the city of New York and the state of New York. And let's never lose sight of that. The first responders are who we are going to turn to get this job done.
But these first responders often compete for funds. And Amy Smithson with the Stimson Center and International Security Think Tank says their missions sometimes clash or overlap. She argues that state home defense officials will need to exercise political clout as well as budgetary authority to rein in competing agencies.
All the boys and girls have not been playing nicely in the sandbox. Unless somebody really cracks a whip here, there will not be much improvement, if any.
In Missouri, Tim Daniel seems to have the backing of Governor Bob Holden, but Daniel has no power to spend or withhold money. Daniel once worked at the Pentagon, trying to prepare the military for terrorist attacks. He says he honestly believes homeland security advisors can make a real difference.
I would hate to wake up someday and look back and say, if only I had acted back in the year 2001, this would not have happened.
Daniel says the cost of securing potential state targets and preparing for emergencies will be staggering. Something as fundamental as getting law enforcement and firefighters around the state to use compatible radio systems would cost millions. State elected leaders will likely bear ultimate responsibility to weigh such costs against the possible consequences of being caught flat-footed if terrorists strike again. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.